Okay, so in honor of Julian's wedding to Abigail, so he, as I was offered today, yeah, so I figured we'd speak a little bit about the Yom Tovim, it's some hours ahead of a Yom Tov, and their connection to the Shal Shagam, its connection to the marriage, and I guess we'll just say some ideas on it. Okay, so if we look at the Yom Tovim, there's really two significant factors to Yom Tovim. So you have the agricultural factor, and it's significant because Pesach is in Chodesh Aviv, Shavuos is Chag Katzir, and Sukkot is Chag Asif. And in addition to that, the Yom Tovim is significant from a historical perspective, right? The Pesach, God gave, took us out of Egypt, and Shavuos gives the Torah, and then in Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the desert. So the two of them are sort of coming together in Yom Tov. Now, the transition sort of Pesach to Shavuos to Sukkot is like three stages of a plan. So Pesach was like the spark. Shavuos, when we received the Torah, that's the plan for the Jewish people. And the significance of Sukkot, what Sukkot is all about, is that it's taking Pesach and concretizing it. We spoke about this a little bit before Sukkot, that the whole idea of the Sukkot, the Vilna Gaon explains, is like the Mishkan. And we know that the Ramban writes all the Torah, that what's the purpose of the Mishkan? The Mishkan is supposed to be the permanent reminder of Maimon Har Sinai. So if the Mishkan is supposed to be a permanent reminder of Har Sinai, and there's the Vilna Gaon, and we've brought many rayas to explain the Sukkot is supposed to be like the Mishkan. So what Sukkot is doing is that it's now sort of making the permanent reminder for Shavuos, Maimon Har Sinai. So that we've explained a bit. So what's the significance, I guess, to marriage? So the Mefarshim, they sort of two different Mahalchim in the Svarim to sort of explain how the Moadim are sort of about the developing relationship between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the way which we're not going to say, we'll just mention it. It's worth mentioning because Satan has brings it up, is that Pesach is like sort of the preparation for the marriage between us and Hashem. Shavuos is the Kedushin. Then Sukkot is like the Chuppah. The Sukkot is like the Chuppah. So that's what the Satan explains. That's how you're going to find it on the start. But we'll go with the other approach, that of Tzadik Kohen, that Pesach is like the Eirsin. Shavuos is the Nisuin, and then Sukkot is the Shavu Brachos. So what's Pshat? So perhaps you can explain it out. So the Gemara, we know the Yisham Maseches Pesachim says that Kol whoever eats matzah on Pesach ilu bo arusas beis chamiv. Ask the Ritva, why is matzah compared to an Eirsin? So because the Ritva explains, because the first mitzvah given him to Klai Yisrael was the mitzvah of matzah. So matzah is like an Eirsin. So Pesach, the whole idea of Pesach was that it's just like an Eirsin. What happens to Eirsin? So in Eirsin, what a person is doing is that he's answering the wife to everyone else in the world. So what happened on Pesach? Kadosh Baruch Hu distinguished us from everyone else. So in that sense, Pesach is like a form of an Eirsin. Now Shavuos, Matan Torah, the Mishnah Maseches Tanis Nachovav says, was the Nisun between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Yom Chasinaso, Zo, Matan Torah. So that's the Nisun. Then what's Sukkot? Sukkot is the Shavu Brachos. It's the Shavu Brachos of that relationship with Matan Torah, and as we explained, the whole idea of Sukkot is that it's concretizing Shavuos. So Shavu Brachos, the whole purpose of Shavu Brachos is to sort of take that inspiration forward from the wedding, and now be able to take that forward for the rest of the life, for the rest of the Chas and Kal's lives. So we've explained also in the past that the significance of Simcha, what's Simcha all about? So Simcha explains the Sefer Ikrim is that it allows something to endure. My Simcha allows something to endure. You only want to do something, you enjoy doing it. If you don't enjoy doing something, what's going to happen? You're going to stop doing it. So the significance of Zman Simcha Seinu Sukkot is that it's allowing the Kabbalah Sator of Shavuos, it's allowing the new beings that we are after Shoshana Yom Kippur to endure for the rest of the year. So that's why Sukkot is Zman Simcha Seinu. That's really what the role of Simcha is. Simcha is allowing something to endure. That's also the whole role of Simcha's, the Simcha of Shavu Brachos. The whole idea of Shavu Brachos is that now the Chasan Kabbalah is starting off their lives anew. Points that needs Simcha to kickstart the marriage. That's what Shemi Shmuel explains. Shemi Shmuel explains the reason why we want to celebrate so much for Chas and Kala is because Simcha is now going to allow the marriage and they're saying the brachos of Shavu Brachos that they should build Binyan Adiyan. So it allows them to build Binyan Adiyan. It comes with the Simcha of Simcha's Chas and Kala. That's what Shemi Shmuel explains. And that's really the same thing is true when it comes to our relationship with Chas Baruch Hu, right? The Simcha Sukkot is supposed to propel us forwards going forward for the rest of the year. And also, we can connect this to the idea of Hirsch. If Hirsch explains the word Simcha, the etymology of that is from Samech, Samech, to plant, to grow. Smicha. There's a plant that Smicha, Simcha, brings about plant, brings about growth. So it brings about growth when it comes to Chas and Kala, obviously, that they're just starting after marriage, and hopefully it's going to have Smicha, it's going to grow. The same thing is true also when it comes to us from Sukkot. So the whole idea of Sukkot is that we became new people, Yom Kippur, we're new entities. And now it's the time for us to begin the year new. It's the time for us to begin to grow. So, Zman Simcha Seinu, it's Zman Smicha Seinu. It's the time period for us to be able to grow. So, I guess that's sort of all in terms of the historical nature of the Yom Tov, meaning the significance of the historical nature of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, that these three Yom Tovim were three stages in giving over, the revealing the Torah to the Jewish people. And what the Torah is ultimately meant to be is that that's what creates the marriage between us and Hashem. The Zohar Kosh teaches, it's the Torah that allows us to be connected to Rosh Baruch Hu. So the three Mo'adim from the historical perspective, so three stages in the marriage relationship between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, at the same time, though, all these Yom Tovim also have a whole agricultural significance. Right? Pesach is the spring, Shavuos is the harvest, is the harvest for wheat, and Sukkos is the harvest for everything else. So, what's that all about? So, I think there's sort of two ways you can sort of approach this. So, one way of understanding it is that it's only possible to receive the Gilui of Torah with the Hester coming from the Yimei Din on the Tua, on the Peros Ilan, and on the Mayim. Let's explain this point. Meaning, the significance of the agricultural cycle of the Yom Tovim is that that's Teva. The Yom Tovim, there's sort of two things that are going on. There's the historical aspect of the Yom Tovim, which is the Malamina Teva, right? The fact that we came out of Mitzrayim, the fact that we received the Torah, that's the Malamina Teva. Then you also have Teva. The fact that it's Pesach is Man, it's Chodesh Aviv, that's Teva. The fact that Shavuos is Chag HaKatzir, that's Teva. So perhaps Pshat is that we're only able to have the Giloy of the Malamina Teva if there's already Teva there. Meaning that, let's say you take a light, meaning if you shine a light on something which is already lit up, so it's not going to really be significant. When is light significant? Light is only significant when it's shown on darkness. So the point is that darkness, quote unquote, that's Teva. So the Gilui of the Torah is only able to come about when there's a backdrop for it. And what's that backdrop? Perhaps that backdrop is the Teva of the Yom Tovim. Does that make sense? Good? Yeah. But also we can explain perhaps that the whole idea of the Yom Tovim, what we're trying to do is we're trying to mesh Teva and Lamalamina Teva together. Meaning that, think about it, right? All the Yom Tovim is two points. There's the agricultural significance and the historical significance. Historical significance, that's the Malamina Teva. Torah is something which is the Malamina Teva. But the agricultural significance, that's Teva. And the point is that we're trying to merge the two together. We're trying to show that even Teva is really something which is the Malamina Teva.
So those are like two obvious ways of thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I think there's two different ways to go about it. Now, this also can all explain the significance of the role of the Beis HaMikdash in the Yom Tovim, because what's the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Beis HaMikdash, it's also the place, it's the merger of these two ideas. Because when we talk about Teva, right, the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Daf Zayin teaches that we bring special korbanos in each of the Yom Tovim for the different time periods. So why do we bring the korban Omer on the spring, says the Gemara, in order that our grain will be blessed? Why do we bring the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos, says the Gemara, in order that our fruits are going to be blessed? And why do we do Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos, says the Gemara, in order that the water is going to be blessed the rest of the year? So, meaning, what's that all about? Meaning, what the Korbanos are, it's an Avodah. It's an Avodah. And what's happening on the Yom Tovim is that we're having a merge between Avodah, between Torah and Avodah, meaning Torah is the historical revelation which is occurring on the given Moadim. It's the sort of the historical aspect of the Moadim. And then the agricultural aspect of the Moadim, that's linked up with Avodah, because the point of the Korbanos, as the Tziv Meir explained, mean the Korbanos, Tefillah, that's what activates Teva. So the point is, what's happening on the Yom Tovim is that now you're having the merger between Torah and Tefillah. Torah and Tefillah is Korbanos, Torah is Avodah. So it's happening in all the different Yom Tovim, and now the two worlds are sort of combining.
That way, that works a bit with the second idea, right? That Mitzvah and Teva are combined.
Correct.
That wouldn't work so well.
But it still works. I mean, because the point is that you only can have the Torah's end will come down when you have the Tefillah. Meaning, Avodah and Tefillah, that's a necessary component for the Gilui of Torah. So the point is that Torah and Tefillah are merging together in this world. What the Beis HaMikdash is all about. Right? What's the Beis HaMikdash? So the Beis HaMikdash is also, it's a place in this world where it's the chibur between the Tachton and the Yonim. It's, as Mayal explains, right, meaning it's the chibur between a Mitzias, which is Lamal Mi'a Teva. Torah is something which is above Teva. then Tachton, which is Teva, and points that in the Beis Hamikdash, you have the merge between the Aron and Mizbeach, right? The Aron is Torah. Torah is something which is Ma'al Min HaTeva. If you think about what happened in the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara Maseches Megillah and Daf Yud says that the Aron is Eino Min HaMida, because the Aron wasn't even able to fit in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Just mathematically, the Kruvim reached 10 Amos, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is only 20 Amos long, so how could it be that the Aron is able to be contained within the Beis Hamikdash? So it's like, well, it's an ace, but the point is that that's the Mitzvah of Torah. Torah is Ma'al Min HaTeva, so therefore, by definition, couldn't fit into the Beis Hamikdash. It couldn't fit within the Kodesh Kadashim. But in addition to Torah, the Mikdash is also a Makom Avoda. You have the Mizbeach. It's a Makom Avoda. So the point is that those two aspects are coming together in the Beis Hamikdash. Those two aspects are really coming together on Yantiv. So the reason why Yantiv is centered around the Beis Hamikdash, because what the Beis Hamikdash represents is it's the merger of Torah and Avoda, it's the merger of Torah and Tefillah, and so Yantiv is all about. It's the merger of two worlds, it's the merging of the world of Torah, which is a historical aspect of Klal Yisrael, which, and it's also the merging of the Tefillah aspect, it's also the merger of Teva, which is also significant in that time period. Okay, we good? We good on that point? Okay, good?
Yeah, just the historical aspect is Torah, because Why again is the historical aspect?
Torah, because that's what the historical means. Historical significance of the Moandim were to reveal the Torah to the Jewish people. So Pesach was to prepare us to receive the Torah. Shavuos is when we actually received the Torah. And Sukkot did is that now made Torah be a permanent part of Klal Yisrael. So I mean, the significance, even though the historical aspect of Yom Tovim is different historic, but really it's all focused on the giving and the revelation of the Torah to the Jewish people in its two stages. So that's what he meant, that the historical aspect is all centered around the giving over of the Torah to the Jewish people. Okay, good. And that's really also like the time period that we're in right now. I mean, the whole time period, what's Sfiras HaOmer all about? Sfiras HaOmer, when do you bring the Korban HaOmer? Bring the Korban HaOmer on Tazayin Nisan. When do we celebrate Pesach? We really celebrate Pesach. Ikar Day of Pesach, Tazvav Nisan. So explain to Sefer HaChinuch, Im Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Can't mix the Simcha of Tesvav Nisan, the Lal Seder, with the Simcha of Korban HaOmer, so therefore we do it the next day. Then I have a kasha, because you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, he explains that the Shtei Lechem, the reason why we do the Shtei Lechem is the same reason why we do Korban HaOmer. So remind the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking to run in Teva, and so why is it that we're doing it on Shavuos? It should be Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. No, but the point is, it's only a Kabbalah Satorah. It's only when we receive the Torah are we now able to merge the two worlds together. We're able to merge together Teva in Lamal and Mina Teva. We're able to bring the Korban Shtei Lechem on the same day that we celebrate the Chag HaKatzir. Right? We celebrate Shavuos on the same day we bring the Korban Omer, we bring the Shtei Lechem, because it's only at Shavuos, the Kabbalah Satorah, and we're now able to merge the two worlds together of Teva, Lamal and Mina Teva. But the point of Sfiras HaOmer is that we start off Sfiras HaOmer, first year of Pesach, which is all about, the first day of Pesach is all about the historical nature of Klal Yisrael. The next day of Pesach, Tazayin Nisan, is all about nature. It's all about preparing ourselves for Korban HaOmer. They're a day apart. And the point is that the two only link up together when we get to Shavuos. And really the significance of Shavuos is also, it's Yom HaBikurim. It's the first day you can bring the Bikurim. What happens in the Bikurim? So there's two components to the mitzvah of Bikurim. There's the bring the Hodah for Etzisal, Hodah for the fruit, and there's also the Kriyas Parshas Bikurim, right? You read about the history of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Bikurim are about. It's the linking of Teva, which is the Hodah for the Peros, which in something L'mal Mina Teva, aka the history of Klal Yisrael. So that starts specifically on Shavuos. It's only on Shavuos when we receive the Torah are we able to merge these two worlds of Teva and L'mal Mina Teva together. Okay. Yeah, so this is also important because, right, Chazal, the Sefri teaches that there's two forms of Avoda. What are the two forms of Avoda? So, Avoda is, you have, right, the Pasuk says, you have Adam, so Avoda is Tefillah. Easy Avoda, she believe, so Tefillah. But Chazal also dash in that Avoda is not only Tefillah, but it's also Torah. Limud HaTorah is also considered to be an Avoda by Chazal. If you look
there. Yeah, where is that?
In the Sefri.
Does Sefri bring both?
Yeah, in the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, say for Mitzvahs, and Mitzvahs, hey, the Rambam also calls Avda, he quotes them, he says that there's two forms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah and Tefillah. So, the point is that the purpose of, the right says two ways of being over the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now on Yantif, what happens? The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim that we're meant to do a lila regal to see the Adon. The Adon is our master. We're our avadim. So on Yantif, what's happening is that Pesach Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us out in Mitzrayim to realize that we're the avadim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And sort of the role of the different Yom Tovim is just sort of continuing that role as us of avadim. So on Yantif, what are we doing? We're going specifically to the Adon, the Pnei Hashem. The Adon. Why the Adon? Because we're recognizing the fact that he's our master. So as we explained, what the Yom Tovim are all about, it's the merging between Torah and Tefillah together. Those are the two primary forms of avoda. And the point is on Yantif, what we're doing is we're recognizing that we're the avadim to the Adon. So therefore, it's the time period of Halil Regal to go to the Adon in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's just the ha'ar about that. Okay. And the point is also that each of the regalim, it's also a progression in the sense of avoda, meaning that the point is that on Pesach, we just bring Korban Omer. On Shavuos, it's a little bit more than Shnei Lachem. And then that finally reaches its sort of culmination with on Sukkot, where you bring so many extra korbanos, you bring the 70 bulls. And likewise with the Yom Tovim, as there's a progression of the revelation of the Torah, it's also a progression in the korbanos. So on Sukkot, which is like the ultimate revelation, it's like the Yantif of Das, that the Torah says, Man Yidu Dor Seichem, so the Yantif of Das. So that's the Yantif where we bring the most korbanos, because it's reflective of the greatest revelation of Torah now sort of has to be balanced out by the greatest act of avoda, an increased act of avoda, an increased korbanos. So meaning the more of a revelation of Torah that is going to exist in the world, there's also more of a mechayev to bring a bigger korban. Yeah?
How did the korbanos on Shavuos line up with the korbanos on, really compared to the Korbanos on Pesach?
Because
clearly, I would assume in totality, Pesach is a lot more because
it's true.
Days,
I mean,
like per day, even.
No, I mean, the Korban Musaf is the same on both. I mean, the Korban Musaf for both Pesach and Shavuos is the same. What was different was the Korban Omer is fundamentally different than Korban Shtei Lachem.
Right.
The Korban is fundamentally, and the whole Korban Shtei Lachem is all about is that it's sort of, the Torah doesn't say anywhere that we received the Torah on Shavuos. All the Yisharim are asking questions. Why is it the Torah never says anywhere? Why we didn't receive the Torah in Shavuos? But anyone who understands really what the Shtei Lachem is all about, that's really what the Shtei Lachem is all about. The whole idea of the Shtei Lachem is that's the hint to receiving the Torah. Because what Torah does is the bridge between upper worlds and this world. And that's what bread, I mean, that's what bread's able to do. We'll develop this idea that the whole role of bread, what Lachem is supposed to do, it's supposed to be, as the Tziv writes, as the Ruach HaChaim, the Nefesh, or Chaim Belezhner, right, the whole purpose of Lachem, it's supposed to be his kashrus between the nefesh and the guf.
Wait, but then, when was the korban Omer brought?
On the second day of Pesach.
It was, like that now is Chomer.
Yeah.
And then, but then, why isn't, it's totally random, and why didn't just the Gemara get the reason about like, the Hallel? Because, like, no.
Good. So, yeah, we spoke about it. The reason is because it's not Korban Musaf. I mean, that Gemara, the Pashup Shah's that Gemara is doing Korban Musaf. So, Chaluk and Korban Nisan is only coming to Musafim.
So,
Korban Omer is not a Musaf.
So that yeah, depends. But then it also wouldn't even require Hala.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe we're going to say this before that, like, Sukkot, the Korbanos are.
Yeah.
There's like a doubling because it's like two tracks.
Yeah.
It's like
Rosh
Hashanah, Yom Kippur.
Correct.
And then, like, the more, like, I guess, Torah.
Yeah.
With the Regalim.
Yeah.
So, I guess that fits in.
Yeah, good. No, it's also true. No, it's also a very good point. Yep. Yeah.
How does this fit in with, I saw a Gra that he goes to Yerushalmi that, like, going back to him washing by Yachas,
mm-hmm.
that it was because, like, he wanted to do like, Sheva Brachos.
Yeah, that's the Yerushalmi, yeah.
So
yeah.
What's Shabbat, as in, according to these Malachs,
yeah. There's, like, 10 different reasons that Yerushalmi given for a while, but the comparison between Matzah and Eris, yeah, that's a good question, but... I mean, yeah, it's not for now, but I mean, but Stavion agrees, the whole idea of Pesach is sort of, it's the first stage sort of in marriage between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether it's the preparation or it's the Eisen itself.
This would seemingly be the
Nisuin.
Right, wouldn't that be some Rachel's
work? Yeah, I mean, it's a cat, yeah, correct, yeah, so, good, okay. So that's in terms of that. No, but let's just maybe explain also the progression of bread, right? So just since you brought that up, I mean, the Yom Tov also, it's a significant progression in the way we react and sort of treat bread in different Yom Tovim. In Pesach, what do we have? We have Lechem Oni. Let's just fly. That's not even Lechem yet. Shavuos, we have to bring the Shtei Lechem. No, on Sukkos, we have a Chiyuv to eat Kazayis passing the Sukkah. So what's Pshat? So as we explained, based on the seven Tziv rites and based off what Chaim Belozhiner, the whole idea of lechem is that lechem is meant to be connect the guf and the sham. It's supposed to be the chibur between the tachton and the ayonim. So what happens on Pesach? Pesach, there's no chibur yet. We didn't receive the Torah. So what do we have? We only have lechem oni. We can't have real bread yet because there's no chibur between tachton and ayonim. So we can't have bread. It's not until Shavuos when we actually receive the Torah. That's when we bring Shtei Lechem, because only with Kabbalah Satorah, which is the chibur between Tachton and Da'ayonim, that's effective in what we're able to eat, in the fact that now we're able to bring the Shtei Lechem. And the highest madriga of that comes to Sukkos, because what happens on Sukkos, so now we're not only doing it in the Beis HaMikdash, the whole idea of Sukkos, the same way that Kabbalah Satorah and Shavuos is on Maimon Har Sinai, which is like Shtei Lechem in the Beis HaMikdash, the point of Sukkos is that you're able to take Shavuos into your home. That's what we're doing on Shavuot and Sukkot with the bread. The point is that we're able to eat that bread, and we're able to eat it in our homes. So the point is that the stages of bread in the Yom Tovim, that sort of going from Lechem Oni to Shtei Lechem to passing your Sukkah, is reflective of sort of the Metzius of Torah for Klal Yisrael. Pesach, there's no Torah. Shavuot, there is a Torah, but sort of only on Maimon Har Sinai. And then Sukkot, now we're able to take it in to ourselves. And that's sort of just what the Yontif is all about. It's also perhaps could be why there's a chiyuv as simple as Yontif is specifically with bread, because the point is that we have Sus and Yontif with bread, because the point is that bread represents the connection between the chibur of the tachton and the yonim. That's really what Yontif is all about. Yontif is all about the chibur between tachton and the yonim. And that's why in Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, specifically Chitzel Hashem, Chitzel Lechem. Because that's where we've been developing. That's really what Yom Tov is. It's the merger between Teva and Lamala Mia Teva. It's the merger between Guf and the Shama. So it's Chitzi Lachem, Chitzi Lachem, because that's what allows us to be Mechaber to Tachton and Yonim together. And specifically within the Chitzi Lachem, what's two ways of Chitzi Lachem? It's specifically through Torah. If you look in the Siddur of the Rambam, the Shri Yom Tov, how he presents what you're supposed to do, it's specifically Torah and Tefillah. The point is that it's the tachton and yonim coming together. And that's a great simcha. Because what's simcha? Simcha is when everything's in equilibrium. All the different strata are able to come together to form sort of one equilibrium. Yidan said that pshat is that Torah, you know, Torah is Ava. Torah is Ava, right? Tefillah is Yira. I mean, when a person's doing, you know, right, the Chazal said, you have to say Shema Lekecha, right, first Torah. Tefillah, what's just the essence of Tefillah? Yira, right? The Roman was the Omid Lufnei Melech. So what's Torah and Tefillah coming together? It's the Ava and the Yira coming together. What happens when you have Ava and Yira coming together? So that creates a perfect balance. And perfect balance creates Simcha. Because what's Simcha? Simcha is when you have Shlemus, when you have perfection, as Maharal says. So the way to get to Shlemus is when you have the proper balance between Ava and Yira, and that brings about Simcha. And I thought it was also just a Har, just Agav. That's Pshat Sukkos, because the Kuzari writes that there's three primary emotions in Judaism. We have Ava, we have Yira, and Simcha. So Pesach is the Yom Tov of Ava. Shavuos, right, if Kabbalah's the Torah, the Roman was the Maimon Har Sinai, that's the Yom Tov of Yira. But now, with the proper balance of Ava and Yira, now we're able to get the Simcha of Sukkos. Because it's if you just have uncheckered Ava, what happens is just things go, right? Things sort of just go haywire, right? But it's like an electrical, right? You have electricity. If you don't properly resist, or you have water, right? if you don't resist a current, so it's just going to cause damage. So that's pshat with Shavuot. I mean, the point is that we need Shavuot to balance out Pesach in order that it's able to sort of now, to sort of be the choice being transmitted properly to us. And that brings about the simple of Sukkos. And that's Pshat the Avos, right? Avram Yitzhak. Yitzhak sort of balancing out Avram, then that creates sort of the Shlemus of Yaakov Avinu. So that's really Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Ava, Yira, and Simcha. But that's really within Yantif, within every single Yantif. The Ava and Yira, the Ava of Torah, and the Yira of Tefillah, the Yira of the Korbanus, the Yira of the Avodah, that brings about the simcha of the Yom Tovim. So, also just to add, Retorsky.
Pius says simcha three times the most by Pesach. It says simcha.
No, it doesn't say simcha by Pesach because that's the point. Exactly. Exactly. Because that's the progression of simcha. Think about it. Pesach, there's no simcha. Why is there no simcha? So the B'choshar, they explain there's no agricultural significance at that point. I mean, there's no harvest. What are you being smeach about? Nothing. But at the same time, there's no chivur to intachtom elayon. There's no shlemus at Pesach. So the Torah never says simcha by Pesach. Shavuos, so it's the start. I mean, it's the start of the simcha because at this point, we're mechabit tachtom elayon together with the Torah. So therefore, there's some sort of sense of shlemus. Therefore, it's one simcha. But Sukkot, where everything's finally, everything's merged, and that's when we have the ultimate
three
simcha.
Three times. The board, not a chat.
So the point, though, is that the Yom Tovim, Torsky always likes to point out, the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah says that the Yom Tovim are Yimei Din. So what's the kasha? So if the Yimei Din, how are the Yimei Simcha? So Torsky explained, because Tzad Tanach Simcha is always described as a certain closeness that exists between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So by definition, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming down to judge this world, so that's going to create a certain sense of Simcha. But maybe we can add to what he's saying, the Pshat is that, as we explained, the point of the different Yom Tovim, it's also a certain revelation, the same Gilui of the Torah to this world. So the point is that the two are balancing out each other, that the Ava of the revelation of the Torah is being balanced out by the Din, for the tool, by the din, for the Paris Elam, by the din of the Mayim, that's able to create the simcha on Yantif. That the revelation of the Torah coming together with the din of the Yantif, that's able to create the proper balance. Right? The two are able to sort of balance each other out. The Midas Adin, Midas Arachamim, and then that creates the simcha which you're able to experience on the Yom Tovim. So maybe we'll just conclude that Adam Harishon. So let's just move tie everything together now, right? So we know Adam Rishon before he sinned, so he was in Gan Eden. Now, the Arizal teaches that what happened, that at Gan Eden, so Gan Eden was the makom in this world where Teva and Lamalmi and Teva were merged, were one. Meaning that Teva was just a b'china of Lamalmi and Teva. Once Adam sinned, so there's a bifurcation, there's Teva, and then there's Lamalmi and Teva. In the Avodah of Us, it's sort of to merge the two back together again, to bring that world back. Now, the Arizal says that Gan Eden was sort of transplanted to the Beis Hamikdash post-Adam sin. So Pshat and Us doing a Lila Ragel says that Arizal is that we're heading back to Gan Eden. So it's... And that's Pshat, though, because what's Gan Eden? Gan Eden is the place in this world which is the Chiyuv Ritin Tachthon Elyon. It's the place where Teva is just the Mitzvah Lamalmi of Teva. So specifically in Yantif, our commandment is to go do a Lil Rego in the Beis Hamikdash, but to go back to that place, which is like the ultimate perfection, because it's the Makom in this world, which is the Chiyuv Ritin Tachthon Elyonim. So... To conclude, what's Pshat? How does this connect? So we start out, we're supposed to connect this to marriage, right? So first of all, right, so the Yom Tovim, right? So the Yom Tovim are also, right, we're trying to head back to this original state of Adam Rishon Kon Mechet, which is the perfect existence of the world. So Adam Rishon, right? So we say on the Shavuot Brachah, Samech Tasamech Rei Mehuvim Kesamech Chav Yesechum Gan Eden Mekadem. So we want them to be Sameach, like Adam Rishon Kon Mechet, because the point is when Chas and Kal get married, they're also bringing about a certain shlemus. They're bringing about a certain chibur between Tachton and Elyon together. And when they get married, it's additionally, it's the connection, as we explained, it's the connection between Torah and Avodah, meaning that the Gemara says that Menachos and Neftai Test that were Mevatlin Talmud Torah. So Rashi explains because it's a kium. I mean that Hachnasus Kal it's a kium of Talmud Torah. Because what's Pshat? Because the whole idea of Shechter likes to explain that the Kedusha Sisal emanates from the fact that we're all part of the Torah Shebal Peh. That's where Kedusha Sisal comes from. So what we're celebrating on Chasana is we're also celebrating the Hemshech of the Mesor of Christ. So we're celebrating the continuation of the Torah Shebal Peh. And the point is that we're not only celebrating the continuation of Torah Shabbat, but we're also celebrating just the physical, right? The fact that there's going to be a physical lineage that's going to continue on. So, I mean, that's the merger of these two worlds. I mean, it's the merger of Torah, It's also the merger of Avodah, right? The two worlds that come together. So that's what we're celebrating on Chasma. And the Zohar teaches that a person's only the ultimate Eved Hashem once they're married. So the point is that, as we explained, right, the Avodah, the Ikar Avodah, is Torah and Tefillah. So that's only able to come about to its full fruition at the Chasma. So that's perhaps why at the Digam Regarim, right, they're sort of compared to the chasm between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the point is that we're only able to bring about the ultimate the Avdus towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu when it's in this state, relationship state. So that's sort of the progression, I guess, the significance of the progression of the Gimel Yom Tovin. Points are also trying to head back, right, to Gan Eden Kol Malchei. We're trying to head back to the original, perfect, pristine form of the world, whereas the ultimate Chibur between Tachton and Elyonim. And what the mitzvah Hayom of the Yom Tovin, they bring about this effect. Right? The mitzvah Hayom are bringing this out, because the whole idea of the Simcha of Yantif is to try to create this perfect state where there's a perfect equilibrium and balance between the physicality and the spirituality. It's the perfect balance between the revelation of the Torah and the Avodah, and sort of the Avodah, the Din, the agricultural. And then once all of that's combined and put together, then we're eventually, then that's sort of the ultimate ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Bria. Okay.
The Ramban in Emunah Bitachon writes that, he writes that over there, that,